You should do a game where we both start with our hand 10 inches above the candle. We have to keep it there. And every question we get wrong, we have to go down by 1 inch.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like, oh, man.
Hey, brother.
Hey, it's the world's biggest Dursley quiz, isn't it?
You win for it.
I'm so proud of you. I didn't know you were gonna.
I've been thinking about, we've been talking for like 5 minutes. I was like, focus on the accent.
Like nothing else matters.
No, I can't hear what anyone's saying.
Oh man, that's so funny. I don't think we can top that. Roll the intro.
In case you guys are new to the Jay versus Ben format, this is how it's going to work. Kangaroo Cat is on the other end of the microphone. She's waving. We can see her, but you can't. She's going to be reading us today's standard 10 questions plus an additional 5 from our quizmasters over on Patreon.
As usual, Ben and I will have to remember.
Unlike some other Robin Hoods, I can speak with an English accent.
In case you guys are new to the Jay versus Ben format, this is how it is going to work. Kangaroo Cat is on the other end of the camera. She's waving at us. We can see her, but you can't. She's going to be reading us today's standard 10 questions, plus an additional 5 from our quizmasters over on Patreon.
As usual, Ben and I will have to remember all of the answers completely from memory, but if we both agree, we have no idea. We can get the multiple choice. And if you'd like to play along with us, as usual, there is a link in the description down below.
Wait, are you wearing a new shirt?
Are you wearing a new shirt?
I am. This is our 2024 Super Carlin Brothers Pride shirt, which is available now at carlinbrothersmercantile.com. Can you tell what it is? Can you tell what it is?
It's the painting.
It's the painting.
It's been like in every single video since forever.
And now you can wear it on your shirt in Pride form. And it also comes in pin and sticker form.
Yes. Yes. They're all really cool. They turned out amazing. Super excited about all of them. They're being thrown at me. Well, there's the pin.
There's the pin right there. We probably can't throw the sticker, but we thought, you know what? Let's sell these before Pride Month so you can wear them during Pride Month. So if you want to do it, order it now, and then it'll be here for June, and you can look awesome like this.
Exactly.
Anyway, what was even the question?
Question 1. What lie did the Dursleys tell Harry about how his parents died?
Oh!
When you turn around your answers, try to say it like how Hagrid says it. You can do it.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
A car crash!
A car crash?
To Lily and James Potter? It's a scandal!
He'll not be going.
I love the use of scandal.
I know.
In that moment. It's like, is it a scandal?
It's like, it may as well be.
Might have been.
Goodness.
He actually fell off a cliff. That's what he says.
Fell off
the. He has got the question wrong. I don't know what you're going on about.
Fell off a cliff.
Obviously, that's correct.
It's like, James Potter tripped off the cliff.
I know. It was really hard to come up with wrong answers for this that weren't like, gruesome? I don't know.
Gruesome.
I like made this question without thinking about writing the wrong answers, and I didn't write the wrong answers until like a day or two later.
The good news is there's no way we were gonna miss that
one. Yeah,
so. We were.
It's just,
safe.
Just for the people using the link down below.
I see. Yes.
Yeah.
Lily and James Potter murdered by the greatest dark wizard who ever lived while you're in the room with them. That's actually pretty correct, weirdly enough. I can't believe I just told you that, boy.
That's dead on. It must have been in Dumbledore's letter.
Yeah.
All right. Question 2. What is the full address of the Dursleys' home?
Oh, well.
Ooh, it's on the tip of my tongue.
We're just giving out people's addresses now?
Yep.
Doxing the Dursleys.
Whoa.
The new Gilderoy Lockhart book.
3, 2, 1.
I just said number 4, Privet Drive, Little Winging.
Yeah, I said the same thing.
We were looking for Surrey. I see that you crossed it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have it up here, so.
It's fine.
That's fine, then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Y'all had all the components. Yes. You just didn't
I mean, the answer was P. Sherman, 42 Wallaboy.
Oh, man!
You guys are 0 for 2 on this quiz? It's really weird.
Dude, P. Sherman, 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney should be like Easter egg in Bluey, even though they're not in Sydney.
Oh, right? It would be really good.
That would be really funny.
It would be really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they visit Sydney in an episode.
P. Sherman.
Yeah. P. Sherman, Wallaby Way. Hilarious.
How about that?
Yeah.
Alrighty, and now it is time for the first Quizmaster question of the game. This question was submitted by Law Ninja and Dola and voted on by patrons. What is the first peculiar thing Vernon Dursley noticed on November 1st, 1981?
Good question.
First peculiar thing.
Not so peasibus now, huh?
I think I got it.
A can of peas so you can
Mr.
It
and Mrs. Dursley of number 4 Privet Drive are proud to say they're perfectly normal.
Thank you very much.
I once had an ambition of memorizing the entire first chapter as like a video idea.
Oh,
just to recite the whole thing.
Just from memory?
Just from memory.
I like it.
I know.
Pretty bad.
I feel as though
copyright.
I know.
That
would be a performance.
It's a performance.
It's a performance.
It's a miniature.
Yeah. Okay, don't distract me too much here because I got to think.
Really,
that's not helpful. He buys a donut, right?
A bun. A bun from
I got there.
Indeed.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. Indeed. And then runs into, but does it before that? Does anything happen? I know what he runs into after that. The question is that the first one or the last one?
Tricky.
One. Three.
Cat reading a map.
I said a cat reading a map.
It is indeed a cat reading a map.
More like a human in cat form reading a map.
I mean, yeah. It's more like cat reading questions, but
there
you go. Alrighty. Question four. Why were the Dursleys forced to put Dudley on a diet before Harry's fourth year at Hogwarts?
Ben's confidence.
I think I roughly know.
Please, Isabel, it's Vernfident.
I was trying to, as soon as I said it, I was like, how can I Dursleyfy it?
Dursleyfy it. Gosh. I thought about Dursleyfying my attire for today's episode and just trying to find like the most, I don't know. What would you describe as Dursley-ish?
What, like just like pristine cleanliness?
But like, I feel like it would be like a shirt and tie, but like.
But the tie is like kind of loose. I feel like. And you also are wearing like a page boy hat.
A page boy hat?
Isn't that what they're called?
What's a page boy?
Like a scally cap?
Like one of those like little straw hat things?
No, they're like flat-ish. They're like.
Let me just say that for Dudley's school, the school color, there's shade thrown at the school colors of Dudley's school, which is maroon and orange. And I always have to scoff when I read that part, because they're also the school colors of Virginia Tech and, you know, the Hokies, and they're the best school colors. So I don't understand why everyone's throwing shade.
I mean, I don't like the color orange, but go Hokies.
But go Hokies, you know, right. Exactly, Isabel gets it.
3, 2, 1.
No longer fits into the school uniforms?
Oh, yes, Smeltings wrote about his diet.
They did. They're the ones who told him to go on the diet, but it was because he didn't fit in the school uniform.
If it was good
uniforms.
Alrighty.
Question five. What school did the Dursleys tell Aunt Marge Harry goes to? And I do want the exact wording of the school.
Oh.
I don't remember the...
Like, yeah, what is the... What's the flourish, you know?
Yeah. I am sad because I know I'm gonna get this wrong.
I know, me
and
too.
And it's just like.
Believe in yourself.
I'm like, this sounds like it's a scooch too far even for the old Dursleys.
I know.
And I'm like, that can't be right. But like, this doesn't seem far enough, you know? Like, this one seems too polite and this one seems too far.
Mine seems too whimsical.
It's like, this must be a real school, because that, like, you know.
Oh, you think it's a real school?
I think.
It would be such a terrible place to go.
Well, not like a real school in real life, but I think in the context of the world of the novel, it must be a real place that, like, Aunt Marge has heard of.
Oh, sure. Like, they can't be making it
up. They can't be making it up.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You guys can do it. Ben, leave, and Jay self.
Ben, leave, and Jay self.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just going to have to go with my guess. I don't think I'm going to get there.
Be Petunfident.
Petunfident, that's a good one.
Petunfident?
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
I said St. Bruce's is a school for criminally insane boys.
Oh, that seems better than mine. Mine's woefully misguided kids.
Those are really, really good options, but unfortunately both are incorrect.
I know.
Jay's a little bit closer. It's St. Brutus's Secure Center for Incurably Criminal Boys.
Secure Center for Incurably Criminable.
Incriminable.
I got criminal in there.
Criminal.
So it's not even school, it's center for.
Center.
Secure Center.
So it's kind of a jail.
Yikes!
Yeah. It would be an asylum. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is
insane?
Does Marge say like, do they use canes?
Yeah.
At Burgess's? Yes.
I've been beaten loads of times.
She says that like they need to beat Harry more. They're like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've been beaten loads of times.
You need to write and tell them you need to use that cane.
Because he's being like a little sassy, but I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, loads of times.
And Danny Brecken
definitely like, beaten me loads of times.
They're like, yeah, do they beat you? He's like, yeah, loads.
He's like, if you could speak about your beatings with that civility or something, they clearly aren't beating you hard enough.
That's like exactly how it goes.
Yeah. Pretty much. And now it's time for the second Quizmaster question of the game. This question was submitted by Redrick and voted on by patrons.
How do you spell that?
R-E-D-D-R-I-C-K.
Yeah, like Redrick.
Redrick.
Redrick. Not quite rhetoric, but Redrick.
R-E-C-K?
R-I-C-K.
R-I. Red D. Rick.
Okay. Ready Rick.
Ready Rick.
Ready Rick. Maybe it is Ready Rick.
This... How do you say your name?
Former... I'm going to go with Ready Rick.
Ready Rick. Former Boy Scout.
Former Boy Scout. All right. According to Harry, what are the Dursleys afraid of being turned into by Sirius?
What are the Dursleys afraid of? Great question, Ready Rick. Redrick. I don't know what your name is, but you. I don't think we've had a question from you before. So.
Yeah, they're new.
Welcome.
Welcome. You might successfully stump us.
New Quizmaster entered the game.
yeah, right. Headshot. Oh, man. Let's see. What are the Dursleys afraid Sirius is going to turn them into?
All right. Let's think.
Well, you'd know all about the madness within, wouldn't you?
Something came to mind. I don't know if it's right, but it floated.
Okay. It floated. Like a duck.
Yes, like a duck.
Right.
Ducks float.
Exactly like bricks don't.
Yes.
Exactly like bricks don't. It's funny that the Dursleys treat like all of magic the same way that the wizards treat Voldemort.
Oh, like as if like it's all like should not be referenced.
Right, yeah. Don't even say it out loud.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's think.
I mean, if I was a muggle, I too would want to forget that magical people exist.
Just because I'd be so jealous.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Do you ever wonder like, what if you're just like constantly stumbling into the wizarding world and they're like, whoops, you again, stupefy.
Yeah.
Oblivious.
How many magical adventures have you been on? And they're like, all right, thanks for your help. See ya.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine like Jacob at the end of Fantastic Beasts?
Yeah.
If, you know.
I don't think I've got this. I would go multiple choice maybe.
I would go multiple choice.
Okay. All right.
Multiple choice.
We've got A, pigs, B, frogs, C, cats, or D, bats.
Okay, so not tea kettle, which is what I was thinking.
No.
I had written down toadstools.
Okay, so.
Not quite.
Gosh, I gotta be honest. I feel like even with the multiple choice, I'm like.
Didn't really help? I agree, it didn't super help. I thought it'd be more helpful.
I thought it would be more helpful.
They went very, like one note with it.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the way to go.
One syllable animals.
Clearly the answer is also one note. So.
Would you like to use a lifeline?
I would love to. So many times in life.
I feel like the way that our iPads are positioned, it's like you can see the front half of the pattern on mine and then the other half of the pattern on yours, but it's like backwards.
Yeah, right. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
I said frogs.
I said bats.
It is bats.
No!
Yes!
No, it's frogs!
Oh, man!
Brilliant.
It's, oh man, that was close. Cause I was like, I mean, Dudley gets like the pigtail.
Well, I was like, it's not pig.
Right, it feels like I would remember pigs because pigs would stand out for a specific reason.
Right.
And I was like, it's not cats. Cause like, well, yeah, like you wouldn't be afraid of that.
Yeah. I would love being.
You were like, Harry wouldn't describe that as something to be afraid of.
I was like,
I
keep
being worried. I would also like to be a bat though. I mean, you get to echolocate.
Not so bad.
Yeah.
Not so bad.
You can carry rabies.
You sleep all day.
You carry rabies.
I'm a bat.
I think we need a question.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Question 7. How did Aunt Petunia know that the Dementors were the guards at Azkaban?
Got it.
I'm torn between how the information. Or was it?
Or was it?
Dun-dun-bum!
Ben is confused.
All of a sudden, okay, because I'm thinking... This scene has a key element inside of it. Okay, I'm changing it.
Maybe that. Oh, you're right. I have a separate situation now as well, but No, that wouldn't make sense. Okay, no, I'm sticking by my original answer.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Heard Snape talking about them as kids.
Snape as kids.
Yep, that is correct. I've overheard Snape telling Lily.
Were you otherwise thinking it was in the letter?
I was thinking in this same scene, this is after Dudley's attacked and Harry's attacked.
Yeah.
And they do the thing. And mm-hmm. then they come back and Petunia actually knows what Dementors are. But then doesn't she also get a howler in this scene?
Remember my last.
No.
I was wondering if it was in the letter that Dumbledore left her.
That was what I wrote letter from Dumbledore at first.
Yeah, but then I was like, the letter would have to be in regards to Sirius being taken to Azkaban or something.
But then isn't there... Yeah, like there's a scene with Lily and Snape where she's like worried about something and Snape's like, no, they only do things for really dark magic or something.
Yeah.
And then I was like, but that's to Lily.
Yeah.
And so it's like, is that the same or is that just a separate conversation
that
happened?
Yeah, I think Petunia was just
I think Petunia's there. Yeah.
Okay.
They're talking about that kind of stuff.
Whew!
Good
we got
job.
It. There a miss.
All right, question 8. How long did Harry stay at the Dursleys following his 5th year at Hogwarts?
How long?
Okay.
After his 5th year.
Too long.
After his 5th year.
After his 5th year, before his 6th year.
Before his 6th. So
before Dumbledore comes to pick him up to go get Slughorn.
Slughorn!
But
I come by the stuffing naturally. What gave me away?
Who totally once had a fish.
Named Francis Trousers.
Named Trousers!
Trousers! Or Francis, depending on your source material.
Trousers the fish.
Okay.
It's a great fish name.
We need like a Trousers the fish pin or something. You
Trousers
know?
The fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Justice for trousers.
Yes, it would just be a fish in pants.
I don't like it.
If you were a fish, would you wear pants like this?
Or like this?
Like a party.
Okay, so that part is what, because that would have, it has to be inside of there.
Do you think so?
Yeah. I mean, that's just because I've had that like problem before. I think we've worked ourselves around it by this point, but it feels like it's still a problem. I would use this rationale for that problem so I can at least apply it to this question.
What?
You know what I mean? I'll explain it afterwards. I'll explain it afterwards.
All right, I lost you 25 words ago.
Yeah, same.
We're all speaking in such vague-isms.
Okay.
All right, we ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
I said 4 weeks.
I said 2 weeks.
It's a fortnight. It's
just
which is 2 weeks.
A fortnight!
So,
I'll take that.
Man!
I was over here bumping to Taylor Swift. She was, yeah. I was like, I didn't know what the... I never looked at the
That's frustrating.
That was before I came out. And now it's time for the third Quizmaster question of the game. This question was submitted by Mischief Managers and voted on by patrons. After she is blown up, where does the ministry find Aunt Marge?
Great question, Mischief Managers, who I think is also a brand new Quizmaster.
Yeah!
Mm. I don't know if this is right. I think this is something else. I think this is something else.
Would you go multiple choice?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Okay. Have my eraser turned on.
A, south of Sheffield, circling a chimney stack, south of Southampton, south of Suffolk, or south of Surrey?
I mean, it feels like that should just be the answer.
I understand why you think that.
I know, but it seems like it's like a trick question.
Wait, yeah, is it?
Okay.
Because that would be like...
I know. I'm going to be so mad if it is, but...
All right. Ready?
You did not.
3, 2, 1.
C. I
said A.
It is A.
No! Man!
Yes!
I am. Yes! Dude, that was a complete guess.
Oh, man. I've got luck on my side today.
Ben, I think this is a great opportunity for you to say, we are so back.
we are so back. Oh, man.
There you go. You're back.
Yeah.
Does that mean I'm down by one?
You're ahead by two.
Oh, okay. So you were going back to last time where I was down by one.
Yeah.
But now I'm up by two.
But yep. you didn't say it when you tied it, so I was giving you the opportunity now.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Man.
This would also be a good time to be right back.
Ah. I might go celebrate. I'm going to celebrate.
All right. You go have fun.
I'll be right back.
Yeah.
I said the thing.
I get it. I get it.
You did it.
How
Hello and welcome everyone, as ever, to the glorious scenic route, where today I get to tell you about today's sponsor, Factor. Y'all, summer is just around the corner, and I don't know about for you guys, but for me that means endless activities, like practicing working on my headstand. But for real, my summer is absolutely packed nearly to like breaking point with activities, which means the last thing in the world I want to be doing on a nice summer day is spending time inside of the hot kitchen cooking. But that is where Factor steps in, because in just 2 minutes you can have chef prepared meals that are both delicious and nutritious to fuel you for whatever you're doing this summer. And when I say fueled up, I mean it. Like, they are nutritionally balanced meals based on almost any dietary needs that you may have. Factor has 6 menu preferences to help you manage calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well balanced. And if I just may recommend a couple of the additional optional add-ons, the peanut butter berry fat bombs or the chocolate macaroons are like absolutely delicious. So head on over to factormeals.com/javersb50 and use code javersb50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code javersb50 at factormeals.com/javersb50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Hey y'all, and welcome back to the Scenic Table, where as ever we need to give a huge thank you to today's sponsor, Arena Club. And honestly, I'm so excited for this one because y'all may be aware, I'm like huge into the trading card game world. Like, in fact, I competed in Pokemon Regionals 3 different times last year alone in Orlando and Charlotte and Pittsburgh, and I have been known to rip some booster packs, like a lot of them. Like, we have a whole show on Supercurling Gaming where we do just that. But the thing is, you can open pack on pack on pack on pack and have no clue what the odds are of opening something rare actually is, and that's where Arena Club comes in clutch. Because here's what they do. Arena Club offers slab packs. These are pre-graded cards that you can, stick with me here, digitally open and then request the physical cards be mailed to you. Like, Ben and I have done this and it is like so much fun. Seriously, just watch me and Ben opening them.
Oh, what? No way.
A 1999.
What?
Yeah, that was a base set graded Blastoise. Like, you better believe we requested that card be sent our way the second we pulled it. Seriously, y'all, whether you're buying, selling, trading, or just displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you've got to check out. Like, right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/JVerseB, which, like, wow, is actually a pretty crazy offer, because 10% off like a $400 slab pack, that's $40 off. And anyway, that's arenaclub.com/JVerseB for 10% off your first purchase.
Wham! We're back.
Y'all are back.
From outer space.
Yeah. Alrighty. Question 10. What did the Dursleys serve for dinner the night the Masons came over? Like the main dish.
We did just read it.
I know.
That's why I thought you might get this one, but I wasn't 100% on that.
In our brand new podcast, Through the Gryffindor, available wherever pods are cast.
Going on tour.
Hey, we are going on tour. Tickets in the link down below.
Very soon, by the way, like 2 weeks.
I know, yeah. Closing minutes, really.
Yeah, we're there.
Maybe we're sold out by now.
Maybe. Who knows?
Okay, so what do they serve for the Masons the evening of the golfer joke?
Just ruined the punchline of my Japanese golfer joke.
We had to write about our heroes at school, and I chose to write about you.
Why on earth would he know?
He wouldn't know him.
He would have no reason.
He'd have no reason.
Like, Mr. Mason would be like, that seems so unlikely.
You're like, you don't even know who I am,
seems so unlikely.
I doubt it. That's the thing. It's like, people aren't that thick. You know? Why would that work?
It wouldn't work.
How thick could you get?
This doesn't seem, like, specific enough.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, maybe we're in the same
zone.
Okay.
The same zip code. Ready? Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
I said a large roast.
I also said a roast! And I wrote it largely.
Largely!
I mean,
How do we feel? Good?
I mean, what do y'all think?
I want both of you to give me a specific animal.
Give me a protein. What kind of roast is it?
You are right, but give me an animal.
like
a bird?
Okay.
All right.
Three. If you guys say the same animal, they'll just give it to you.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Pheasant.
I said beef. Roast beef.
Neither of those are right, so I might just give it to you.
All right. We're just going to say yes. Yeah.
It's Ben is closer. It is a roast of pork. A pork loin roast. of roast pork.
Man, that's not a very fancy dinner.
It's, you know. I was asking, by the way, with my dishware if it was a pot roast.
No, it was not. I got what you were going with that.
A roast of pot.
If it was a pot roast, I would have just given it to you.
Roasted pot.
I know how we're going to make the deal. Everyone's getting roasted.
Everybody's getting roasted tonight.
Did anyone else see a house elf? What? No?
Yeah, the pudding lays on her on Miss Mason's head and they all just laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You guys do this on Gryffindor all the time as well, where you expect the British to have fun food.
Yeah.
And I need you to delete that expectation from your brain. They are literally the country known for being the blandest of bland cooks.
Certainly they eat pheasant.
Yeah. But you're saying, no, I'm not saying you're wrong about roast pheasant. You're just like, that seems like a boring dinner. And I'm like, yeah, they're British.
Beans on toast, anyone?
Yeah.
Beans on toast.
Terry does love a baked potato.
Potatoes!
Boil them, mash them,
stick them in a stew.
Precious.
Whoa. That was good.
There you go. I knew you could do it.
Hey, yo.
I knew you could do it.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Hold
them. Yeah. I hate that.
That's how it happens. Okay, moving on. Question 11. Who came to collect the Dursleys when they left their house in Deathly Hallows?
Mm-hmm. Can I get that again?
Who came to collect the Dursleys when they left their house in Deathly Hallows?
Oh, let's see here.
Oh, okay.
It's two people.
Okay, I think I got it. I think I've got it. Maybe I can clog some points back here.
Please do not clog the points.
Clogging my way back in, y'all.
Clogging my way downtown.
Clogging fast.
And I'm point bound.
I have half.
You have half.
I mean, like, luckily I have a purse, and so I feel like things are just in there.
And I'm trying to think, but you guys are giving me too many thoughts to think about, which is not a problem. I mean, I don't mind a good brainstorm mid-show.
You want some more?
I mean, we... Not know.
But name also. All the Harry Potter characters you know.
Oh, God. Someone open Sparkle.
All
Let's
of them.
Go.
Let's go.
Honestly, right. Not a bad thing.
Because I'd be willing to bet you
time.
Still wouldn't
that,
get one
that,
of these.
That could also be a good Javers bet, just like the name as many Harry Potter characters as you can Sparkle.
Right.
Yeah.
If you guys would start playing Sparkle, we could definitely start playing Sparkle.
What is Sparkle?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Child.
3, 2, 1.
I said Daedalus Diggle and Hestia Jones.
Daedalus Diggle and Hestia Jones.
Boom! Yeah, I don't know how you got that, Jay, but congrats.
Thank
Good
you.
Good job.
Man.
Because I'm clogging, man.
Oh, I know.
Because I'm clogging.
I've never heard of Hestia Jones. Mm-hmm. Hestia Jones. And I've read that book a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Man. All right, well, there we go.
Well, this quizmaster's name is spooky.
Yeah. and now it is time for the fourth quizmaster question of the game. This question was submitted by Dread.
Oh, man.
I voted on by patron.
Actually, technically, Kat, you just wrote voted on by patron.
Ooh, patrons. Only one voted.
Only one only person voted. That's not true. A lot of people voted.
Gotta pump those numbers up. Those were rookie numbers.
Alrighty. How many people did Vernon yell at before lunch the day before Harry arrived on the doorstep?
Wow.
Oh.
You know what? I would like to thank Dredd for the question. I'm a big fan of your existential work.
That was good.
How many seconds have you been working on?
Do you find this question to be dreadful?
It's a tricky one.
I know. Oh man, I almost.
I'm like, is there a math problem in here?
I don't.
Quick, don't overthink it.
I'm finding the quote.
Answer.
Two right, plus two
oh, like, no,
equals
I didn't mean to like rush
mayonnaise.
Your answer. I just meant I'm.
You're overthinking it, Ben.
I know.
That's not, like, if you actually had the last name Dredd, that'd be like a great like name though. If you were like on a sports team and everyone would just be like Dredd.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah. Dredd the Red. It'd be great if you had if that was one of your school colors.
Yeah, your school color's blue.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, so close. All
right, I have an answer.
Okay.
All right. I hope it didn't do the thing. 3, 2, 1.
5, 6.
It's 5.
Yes! Oh, we are clawing so hard, y'all!
Oh my gosh.
I was afraid that it was like, Mr. Dursley had a wonderful morning. He yelled at 3 people, took several important phone calls, yelled at 4 more people. And I was like, wait a second. Shouted a bit more, but at number of people? Unspecified.
Unspecified.
Might just be shouting. Yeah, might just be like,
shouting to the gentleman.
Let me lock the door. No one, yeah. No one bother me, I'll be shouting.
So he.
That's the thing, again, yeah. It's like, you go back to that, like, what person is doing this?
I know. Yeah.
So he gets back from lunch and then shouts at his secretary. So that's, I didn't realize it happened after lunch.
After lunch. Yeah, the question is specifically before lunch.
But okay. Hey, good on you, Jay.
Thank
good
you.
Job.
Thank you.
Yeah, you had that exact quote pretty much nailed.
Yeah. Alrighty. Question 13. Where did the Dursleys think they were going the night the advance guard came to collect Harry and take him to the Order of the Phoenix headquarters?
Oh my gosh, this is such a funny one.
This is such a funny one.
This is another like kind of specific one like the school.
Okay.
It's so funny.
That was a very cloggy noise you just made.
We're using that word a lot today. Clog?
It's like a type of shoe.
I know what a clog is, yeah.
Yeah.
He's using it as the stand-in for claw?
Yes.
I don't know if you picked up on that.
No, I love explaining jokes.
Yeah. Jokes are always funnier when they're explained.
This has been an extremely long-running gag on this particular
show. I'm being condescending. It's a word that means talking down to people.
I know.
He knows. Now he knows. You know who doesn't knows?
Who Voldemort. Doesn't knows?
Cat got it.
That was good. That's what people stay for right there.
All right. I mean,
double kill.
You have a guess?
I mean, I have a guess. I don't. I'm missing clear modifiers.
I know.
Like,
yeah.
I
know the gist.
3, 2, 1.
I just have the best kept lawn awards.
That's what I have too.
That's good enough. Yeah. I'll give it to both of you. It's the All England Best Kept Suburban Lawn Competition.
There we go. And they think they won.
Without entering. That someone just took notice.
It's like, they're
absolutely the kind of people that would believe that, though.
Oh, I know. Like, that's clearly like what's going through Petunia's head or Vernon's head as they're out there doing it. They're like, I'm so amazing at this.
Yeah.
Everyone is noticing hard what I'm doing.
They're Agapanthus? Is that the...
Yes, the Agapanthus.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, you guys did recently drive to the Capitol based on an email you got telling you that you'd sort of won an award.
That's true. That is actually very good.
That you didn't enter for.
Someone asked us
ahead
of time.
We
got... There was a link to like an officially written bill.
You don't have to like defend the thing. We know. It's okay.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be half surprised if like Kingsley Shacklebolt did the groundwork on this.
Oh, sure.
And like showed up and knocked on the door and was like, you guys have a pretty good lawn here.
Right.
I would love to enter you in the best kept suburban, y'all England best kept suburban lawn competition.
Yeah.
To be held at the Chelsea Flower Show.
I think it's Tonks who does the meddling.
Is it Tonks?
Yeah.
I think so.
That'd be really upset.
Well, she could change her face.
I know, yeah.
She could look like anybody.
She could do whatever she wants.
She could look like Jane Lawn Competition. Owner of the All England Best Suburban Lawn Competition.
That sounds like Tonks, like getting to the door and be like, crap, I probably should have thought of the backstory. Yeah. I'm Jane Lawn Competition.
Doug Dimmadome.
From the Dimmadale Dimmadome.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Question 14. In the Philosopher's Stone, what does Harry say is the first rule of living a quiet life with the Dursleys?
I thought 1,000% it was going to end with a Fight Club.
You do not talk about Fight Club.
So convinced.
You know, you remember in Philosopher's Stone, we're like, Harry's not allowed to watch TV, but he did see Fight Club once.
Which had not come out.
Had not come out yet, yeah. He got a pre-screening of the book adaptation.
9 years in advance.
But Dudley is getting PlayStation games before it came out.
I actually missed the question entirely because I got so preoccupied with
Fight Club.
With the potential for Harry to stan Tyler Durden.
In the Philosopher's Stone, what does Harry say is the first rule?
The Fight Club.
I still went there.
Harry does have a guy living in his head that causes problems for him the entire time. And the series ends when he gets the guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Out of his
head. That's true. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. He does have... It's less of an alter ego, but not a soul, you know?
Yeah. Guys, we're not supposed to be talking about this.
Sorry. My bad. The first rule for living a quiet life.
With the Dursleys.
Do you know it?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Look, well, while Ben thinks, I'll remind you guys that it is presently...
Make Jay grow a mustache in May.
Where I am growing a mustache for a minute for every new follower I get over on Instagram. So if you want to go make me continue to grow this mustache, which, for the record, we're filming this before May started, so it might be bigger by now. But if it is, we'll put a picture right here. Thanks in advance for your follow.
At John Gerlin.
You're doing great.
Thanks. How are you doing?
With my mustache growth?
No, with your answer.
Oh, I was going to say.
Got him!
I'm trying to do it a lot better with mustache growth than I am with anything else.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Okay.
Should Ben shave down to his mustache for tour?
Oh.
Comment down below.
Comment tour stashes in the comments.
Ben only shaves his mustache.
Oh, no.
Man, I don't know. This feels like a question that'll make sense once you hear it, but it's just like, if you don't know it, then it's just not up there. And it's like, how do you... The first rule of living with the Dursleys is, I don't know.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
No questions.
Ah.
Don't ask questions is correct.
Yeah!
Don't make yourself seen as very close to one of the wrong answers, though, so.
Man. Well, there's something to it, but.
I love the idea that, like, there's a, like, this sounds like a world where Harry, like, addresses the camera. Yeah. And it's like, rule number one for life as a Dursleys, don't ask questions.
Yeah, right. That would be so
Harry's
great. Like,
just
Harry Potter, but it's '90s kids sitcom.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Harry, the first thing you gotta know about living with the Dursleys.
Harry Potter's played by Devin Warkeiser.
Don't ask questions.
And now it's time for the fifth Quizmaster question of the game. This question was submitted by Gooey Chewy and Rainy Rain and voted on by patrons. Ready. At Dudley's fifth birthday party, what did Aunt Marge do to stop Harry from beating Dudley at musical statues? Jay!
What did Aunt Marge do to young Harold?
Harris. Get his name right.
I tried to decide what version of Harry I was going to say and...
It didn't go well.
You went with Harry.
Different directions.
No, I feel like my only hope here is to take a stab in the old darkness and hope it works out for me.
To be fair, you have gotten both of the multiple choices and he has not.
That's true.
This is a good point. This is a good point.
You got to think of the year-end total as well.
I know. Yeah. There's that annual competition going on, which is where the real prize money is. There's no money to actually exchange at all for what it's worth, but... Okay. I've changed my answer. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
I said, let's Ripper attack him.
I said tripped him.
Neither of those are correct. Just whacked Harry on the shins with her walking stick.
Oh, just a good old whacking.
She did kind of tripped him. That she wanted close. Them to beat him more.
It's more like, yeah.
But not quite.
All right.
It was less tripping and more beating.
What was the score?
It was J10, Ben 9.
Oh, I came back!
You did come back.
I clogged my way to victory!
Clogged it.
Yes!
I knew it was
going to
happen.
Ben needs like a closer for these quizzes. Like somebody to come in when he has a 2-run lead. Yeah.
Answer the final few questions.
They just ramp up in difficulty at the end, and then it's just like, oh gosh. They're all increasingly more obscure.
Classic Dread coming in.
That is how I do these.
Yeah.
Yelled at 5 people.
5 people.
Yeah.
Did you actually have it like in your dome?
It was just what felt right.
Okay, it felt right.
I was trying to channel the gym jail like rhythm of it, you know, like had an important morning, took several important phone calls, yelled at people, and I was like, well, what number goes in there the best?
Right, it was a perfectly owl-free morning.
It was a perfectly owl-free morning. I'll know all that after I've memorized the entire first chapter.
Yeah.
In which case, good luck on these quizzes. I'll just be like, hold on.
Cat read a map. Got it.
Cat read a map. Looking at a map. Cats don't read.
And now we need to give a huge thank you to these quizmasters who support us over on Patreon.
Huge shout out to Law Ninja, Dola, Ready, Rick, Mischief Managers, Dread, Gooey Chewy, and Rainy Rain. And of course, voted on by patrons.
Love the way you said Gooey Chewy there. That was amazing. If you two would like to try to stump us in a future episode of Jay vs. Ben, you can do so by heading on over to patreon.com/supercarlinbrothers and selecting the Quizmasters team.
I won't even bother because you can't stump us.
Oh, wow. Fought Shire.
Yeah, yeah.
As ever, be sure to let us know how you did in the towel section down below.
And don't forget, if you want to pick up one of our SCB Pride shirts, you can do so over at CarlinBrothersMercantile.com. But otherwise, until next time, bye!